Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In last night's Taraweeh, we recited an ayat of the Holy Quran. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ. The incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun has been mentioned in the Quran Majid in various parts of the Holy Quran. But in this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a melody that was prevalent in Fir'aun. Fir'aun called his people and he announced to them that, don't you see, the entire Egypt, the kingdom of Egypt, it is in my hands. It is in my control. It belongs to me. And all these rivers, you see, everything belongs to me. All the riches and all the treasures of Egypt, everything belongs to me. And I am the sole owner and possessor. أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ. Then definitely, I am greater than this person, referring to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, huwa maheen, who is feeble, who is weak. He doesn't possess anything. He does not have kingdomship. He is so feeble, so weak. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ. He is unable to even to speak clearly and eloquently. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a slight problem with his speech. Therefore, he used to make dua, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. O Allah, expand my heart. O Allah, remove the knots from my tongue so that people may understand my speech. So Fir'aun shows his pride. As the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention, that pride is Ummul Amrad, the mother of all diseases. But Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh always mentions that pride does so much of damage and destruction to a person's amal. Much more greater damage and destruction than even the bombs of Hiroshima. So a person's amal are destroyed. In fact, it is mentioned in the hadith that that person who has a speck or an atom of pride, he shall never enter paradise. It is mentioned in hadith, Al-Kibru Batarul Haqq wa Ghamtun Nas. What is pride? Batarul Haqq, rejecting the truth. Sometimes the truth is clear in front of us, but we deny it. Wa Ghamtun Nas, to treat people as inferior to you. A person feels that he is very superior. He is greater than any other person. Exactly what Fir'aun thought of himself. He says, Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghairi. I don't know of any other God besides myself for you. Ana rabbukum al-a'la. I am your Lord who is the most high. The exact sin that was committed by Shaitan, Iblis, when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Iblis was told to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And what did Shaitan say? That I am greater than Adam. Khalaqtani min nar. Oh Allah, you created me from fire. And Adam from dust. So why should I bow down to him? What is the ilaj of pride? Ulama say, think of our origin. Man was what? He was a drop of sperm. And then, when we are human beings, and then what are we carrying? Blood, filth, urine, stool. When we die also, we'll just be a corpse, a carcass, dead, lifeless. And then, what gives us the right to be proud of ourselves? Therefore, in the last verse in yesterday's Taraweeh, we heard, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Greatness, grandeur, might, power. The only person who can be proud of himself is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him is greatness in the sky, in the earth, everywhere. In the hadith it is mentioned, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Therefore, instead of having pride, we should have humility. Whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will elevate him. Allah will give him honor in this world. Allah will give him izzat in the akhirat. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ. But that person who has pride, Allah destroys him. In one hadith it is mentioned, Al-Kibriya'u Ridai. Pride, honor, respect. These are my garments. Whoever wishes to snatch it away from me, Allah says, قَسَمْتُهُ. I will break him. I will destroy him. I will fling him into Jahannam. As Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala's incident, I think we mentioned in the beginning of Ramadan, that whilst he was coming towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hada Abu Dharr, that this is Abu Dharr. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was astonished that you know Abu Dharr? So Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that he is more famous in the skies than he is in the earth. And why was this? One was because he should recite the three quls, he should recite Ikhlas in abundance, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And the other reason was his humility. Always humble. Man tawadha'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Bayezid Bustami, rahmatullah, such a great, pious saint. Once he is crossing a road, a very narrow road, and this is a puddle. And on the other side, a dog is coming. And as he is going past, this dog happens to come into the puddle, and the water splashes on the jubba of Bayezid Bustami. Immediately he frowns at the dog. Now at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the dog zuban and made him speak to Bayezid Bustami. Oh Bayezid, you frown. And you thought of yourself to be superior. Therefore ulama say that we should think of ourselves inferior to even animals. And with regards to the kuffar, we don't know what is their result. Perhaps they may bring iman before they pass away. And we don't know what's going to be our condition. So as far as the future is concerned, we regard ourselves to be inferior than the kuffar. And presently we regard ourselves to be inferior to even the animals. So the dog tells Bayezid Bustami, oh Bayezid, all you had to do is just wash your clothes. It's not even napak. And if this water was napak, if you just wash your clothes that had become soiled, bas, you have become tahir, you can perform your salat. But now you thought of yourself to be greater than me. And you have caused your entire heart to be filled with pride. Now you can wash your heart with the oceans of the world, but you won't be able to do so. So this is a lesson all the time. We are faced with so many situations in our businesses, in at home. All the time we feel ourselves to be superior. Let us humble ourselves, and then you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us respect in this world and the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.